Well, this is quite exciting because we've got some guests to welcome on. Karen from the Castle Quarter and Shish from the Bengal Brasserie to tell us about a brand new food combo that I saw you guys tweeting about last week. So welcome, both of you. How are you?
Thank you. We're very well. Thank you for having us.
Hang on a minute. Do you mean you saw a tweet and you thought you wanted some free food? Is that what you're trying
Not
to say?
Not quite. I saw a tweet and I thought, oh, how fascinating. And then my tummy went rumble, rumble.
Just checking, because, you know, we have to be able to check on these things.
Can we sort of beat the fifth on this one?
Yeah, basically, if you've not brought food, we're not talking to you.
I know, exactly. We'll go now. Cheers.
Easily brought.
Okay. See ya. Nice interview.
Now, come on, explain, because what you've done is you've taken a classic, which is the Bedford Clanger,
is
that right?
Yes,
and you've kind of, as we like to say on Hot Breakfast, zhuzhed it up. What have you done?
Oh, we see, we use the word fused it.
You see, we'll leave it to you to explain.
To fuse the Bedford Clanger and the samosa.
And the Bedford Clanger is a sweet and savoury pastry.
Yes,
pasty
it is.
Thing.
Yeah, it's like a, but it's really old. We're going to go one step further and we want to do it as a samanga. And that's obviously.
So you're not dropping the clanger,
no,
you're making a samanga.
Samanga.
Samanga. Right.
And now, is there any sweet and savoury in the samanga?
There is. In fact, the clanger, just two courses. Three courses.
Oh my God, it's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, it is. That's why I can say it's Willy Wonka goes savoury.
Yes. Okay.
So you've got three courses. We start off with a vegetable starter, and then we've got a lamb, a main, and then we've got a coconut and date syrup pudding. But.
What, all in the same thing?
All in the same thing. But it's actually got. A break.
It's segregated. It's
what happened? Do you have like a little palate cleanser in between each bit?
No, we're not that
part. No, we're not that part.
Yeah,
we're not going to give you sorbet.
That's
no, sorbet.
Yeah.
What if you get it the wrong way around?
You can't. You've got a twist. And the twist at the top. Mixed vegetables.
Yeah. This is like a vegetable samosa,
really. Yes. Yeah.
Sorry to speak with my mouth full, but.
That's all right.
On the radio, it kind of, you have to do that, really. Well, it all goes quiet. Oh, that's lovely.
How come? I just need to ask. It's not a triangle. just
it's a sausage shape.
Do you know, if I tell you, this is the truth, isn't
was
it?
Was this part of the discussion?
It was. That's by good. Doing it as that, it means you can work your way through.
Plus it's a samanga, not a samosa.
That's right.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. I love it. You see, he hasn't said anything yet, but he comes out with a bullet, doesn't
exactly.
he? I mean, he's been quite all interview, and he hits a nail on the head. It ain't a samosa, it's a samanga. Thank
you're very on trend, aren't you, with this whole fusion
yeah,
thing.
And you know, we are, and that's the weird thing, because we never had any intention. It was Peter actually came up with it because he wanted to celebrate the history of Bedford.
Right. Because we did say the other week that Bedford wasn't a very happy place. We saw this survey.
Yes,
we tried to prove it wrong. And now, I think with a samanga in your hands, I mean, you're going to be laughing all the way home.
Well, on that bombshell. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Lovely
chatting.
Thank you.
Thank you.